Parker and Smallman on 101 ESPN, your home of the Blues. The Blues start their final series of the season tonight. Minnesota in town at Enterprise Center. And Blues forward David Perron, kind enough to join us as he does every week here on 101 ESPN. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. Hey, I want to talk about Monday's game, because after the game, Chief said there was no emotion. He said it is what it is. You guys are locked into fourth place. The Kings were out of the playoffs. How did you feel playing that game?
Yeah, I mean, and those type of games are a little bit different. A lot similar to what we had last week against Anaheim. And when you play teams like Minnesota, you play teams like Colorado, Vegas, teams that we're hopeful to face, obviously, in the near future. They're just a lot more physical games. You're just into it a lot more. And then when you don't play those guys, you know they got to play for nothing. And really, for us, same thing. Our standing's not going to change. So I think it's just natural. We're going to make sure our habits, our details are fine. But the emotion most likely won't be as high as it should be or it could be. And that's just how it goes at this time of the year right now.
David, I wanted to ask you about Justin Falk. He gets the goal to help you defeat the Kings in overtime on Monday, and it wasn't always the easiest acclimation period for him when he first came to St. Louis, but he's been such an important piece of the puzzle for your success this season. What do you think the difference is? Do you think it's just him getting more comfortable with the organization and with the team, having a more stable role? What are you seeing out of Justin Falk this season?
Yeah, he's very impressive. I think last year was a tough year. I mean, for him, but also just the fact that he had to play behind Parayko, behind Pietrangelo, and then when he didn't play behind him, he wasn't playing on his offside. So it was a big adjustment for him where he was used to basically playing the role that he's playing this year, and that's why he's thriving so good, in my opinion. The other thing that we have to make sure that I have to acknowledge is how good of a teammate he was last year, even through everything he went through. So it was very impressive, and I'm glad he's having the success this year.
David, how hard is it for a forward, a winger, to switch between left and right wing?
I mean, there are subtle adjustments. For me, I was playing a lot of that early in my career, and the last 4 or 5 years, I've been playing on the right mostly. And you just kind of, depending on which centerman you're playing with, sometimes when I play on the left side this year, I play with Kyrou on the right wing. I know he's a very fast skater. So there's some certain plays that we can try where if I play with maybe a different guy or if I'm on the right side, I won't be able to make those same plays. It's just subtle little difference. But, I don't think guys necessarily enjoy too much changing left and right because it is still a little bit different.
And I wonder if it's even more difficult for a defenseman because you're obviously trying to play defense. Seems like it for a right-handed shooting defenseman, you like to have the shot from the right side, but you like to defend with your stick right in front of the net.
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder, to be honest, as a defenseman. So that's why I say, like, credit to Justin last year, just basically rolling with everything that he had to go through. Didn't really mention, didn't ever complain about anything. And he's been playing some good hockey for us this year. So it's good to see he's a shutdown defenseman. He's been playing on the power play recently. He plays well in the PK. So he's a very impressive defenseman.
David, you guys have back-to-back games versus Minnesota, and then it's playoff time. We're waiting to find out who your first-round opponent will be. Are you leaning one way? Do you prefer if it's Vegas or Colorado?
For me, it doesn't matter. I don't think anyone in the room really cares who we end up playing or not, but we want to play both teams in the end, and we know we're going to have to beat both. So that's what it's all about, and we're just ready to get the playoffs going, really nail down all our details before the end of the season is over, and then we look forward to keep going after that.
Now, making the playoffs is never just the goal. The goal is to be the last team standing and win a Stanley Cup. But when you think about this season and the travel and the schedule disruptions and all the injuries that your team has had to face, you have to be pretty proud of this group that you've been able to overcome everything and become a playoff team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think we're really coming together more and more as a team as we go. And it's going to be interesting, the challenges that are facing, that we're going to face ahead here. But we're pretty excited. We're excited that the regular season's coming to an end. A lot of things happen. And even though it was 56 games, it felt like a lot more. So I think the guys are excited to get the playoffs going.
David Perron with us on Carriker and Smallman. And David, every hockey player has tendencies. Obviously, Petro is going to know a lot of your tendencies if you face Vegas. You have played with them. Have you ever played against a former team in the playoffs before? And if not, do you think that you can add some of your knowledge of your former Vegas teammates to help out in the endeavor in the playoffs?
I haven't really played like that before. I think there's still been some personal change. Definitely, I think for Petro, he's going to be able to tell them a lot of the little things that we'd like to do system-wise that maybe they can try and take advantage. But at the same time, teams can adjust to little things. Good coaches really make little adjustments that take that away. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I think what we see out of Vegas, if we end up playing them, is how hard they work, how competitive they are. And as guys, we got to remember the feeling that we had leaving the building last time. And that we know that in the room, we didn't like the way we played that game, certain things they were doing over there. And that's fine. We just keep moving forward. They're a good team, and we're hoping to whoever we face, we face.
David, what is one thing that you think your team needs to do in order for you to have success in the playoffs?
Well, play the right way and really stick together for 60 minutes. We can't have any letdowns. We have to make sure we come wave after wave. And I think it's one of the things at times that we can still improve on, making sure that we bring momentum for the next line that goes on the ice, putting them in the right spot, really putting, like, the next guys. When you change on the ice, you go on the bench, making sure that the next guy that come on the ice are put in a better situation than you are in, really. And these are all like little details that are crucial for us to build our team game, our momentum game. And that's when we're really successful. We're on the forecheck, we're doing all the little things, and it matters a lot.
David, I think we as fans, we're interested to hear how life changes. It seems like life changes dramatically from the final game of the regular season to the playoffs, as well as in terms of your focus, in terms of what you have to put in to be a successful playoff team.
Well, it's just a big roller coaster, and the teams and the individuals that are able to turn the page on good performances and follow it up, and then bad performances, same thing the other way around. It's never perfect. It's never the way you'd like it to be all the way through. And we've lived the Stanley Cup 2 years ago, but even through that, it wasn't perfect every single game in those games. So it just goes to show you that it's going to be a long ride, hopefully a fun one. And we're going to learn a lot all the way through whenever we stop playing. We're hoping that's when we win again.
Yeah, that's our final question, David, is does the experience of 2 years ago benefit the St. Louis Blues that went through it this year?
It always does. I think it brings you a little bit of a calmness. The guys that went through this whole thing, it brings you a sense that you just know you can get it done. And it's really a matter of coming together as a group. And we're really excited to get that going and show it off. And it doesn't always happen every year or every night. But I think definitely the experience is still fresh on our mind. And we weren't happy that we played last year in the bubble. And in the playoffs, we wanted to have more guys emotionally involved and all that stuff. So we're hoping to bring that this year.
And David, as you start the playoffs, this is going to be our final meeting. And every single week when we hang up with you, Michelle and I say, boy, is he great. We've really loved having you on the show with us this season.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I wish I could keep it going, but it's not so much the way we do things when playoffs start. It's kind of more, in a way, not that it's not team-oriented, but we like to keep all our details close to our vest, and that's kind of what the mentality is right now. But I appreciate all the time every week. It was a lot of fun for me as well.
Glad to hear it, and hopefully we'll start it up again next fall. David, have a great playoff run.
Sounds
we'll
good.
Keep an eye on you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
David Perron in the Blues tonight, 8 o'clock start, 7 o'clock pregame here on 101 ESPN.